You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk.
Thank you. 101.5 The Hawk. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, and that was Charles Mingus from his album with Pedal Point Blues. A wonderful composition to start off the show today, and what a show it will be. We have comedy, Arthur Simeon. We have interviews, Jack Benny. We have so much more. We look into some more music today and talk about its history and what it's done for jazz, as well as just listening to some class acts in the jazz world, such as Charlie Parker, Errol Garner, Spike Jones, believe it or not, will be making an appearance, as well as Sammy Davis Jr. and Leon Redbone. All that and more coming up on today's induction into the Johnny Athens Variety Show Hall of Fame. Here is Charlie Parker with I Didn't Know What Time It Was on 101.5 The Hawk.
Responsible, call me unreliable. Throw in undependable too. Do my foolish alibis bore you? Well, I'm not too clever. I just adore you. Call me unpredictable. Tell me I'm impractical. Rainbows I'm inclined to pursue.
The Hawk, that was Andy Williams with Call Me Irresponsible. And I am, of course, Johnny Athens. This is the Variety Hour. Welcome back. It is a pleasure to have you here. And the past couple weeks, we've been doing a little introspective ever since our tribute to John Coltrane about, you know, musicians and their songs and their meaning and their history. And today I have first an interview, much like last week, and then a song. This interview is with Jack Benny by Larry Wilde, and it is simply exploring how Jack came to get Love in Bloom, a popular tune from the early 1900s, very, very early, probably when he was still doing vaudeville, it came out, and how that became his theme song. So here's the interview, and then we'll chat a bit about the song.
This is just a side. How did Love in Bloom come to become your theme
also
song?
Also by accident. Anything that we did, like for instance, any violin number that I would have picked out to fool with, say 30 years ago or 35 years ago, let's say, any number I would have picked out to fool with would have become my theme song, because Love in Bloom is not a theme song that I particularly like, because it absolutely has no significance at all with a comedian. It happened that I was fooling with that number, and before I could do anything about it, it was an avalanche and suddenly became my theme song. Sometimes I do a whole routine about why I never liked my theme song.
Mr. Benny, I'm absolutely amazed. Jack, I'm almost absolutely amazed. So many of the things that I've asked you, the characterizations, the song, your theme song, and your answer has always been that it was an accident.
That's right. That's why it was good. But you see, Love in Bloom, it wouldn't make it. You see, Love in Bloom, there's no reason for Love in Bloom being my theme song, except I couldn't stop it.
I see.
you know.
So in that interview, we learn, like many great things in comedy at least, that it happened by accident. That the song wasn't really intentionally chosen in any way, or at least wasn't chosen by Jack. Of course, back then, big heads in the studios had a lot of the say, and they definitely chose that for himself. And it's funny how he mentions it's not a comedian's song, yet I don't think anybody knows the words. They're so used to simply hearing the instrumental version, or when he played it on the show. And ironic, too, because Bob Hope had his song, Thanks for the Memory, which you would think a comedian gives a lot of memories, and poor Jack was stuck with Love and Bloom. And while he made many jokes about it, like he mentions in that interview with Larry Wilde, he did love the song, and he would play it on his show and on his violin. This version we'll play for you now, so you get the chance to hear it, is by Errol Garner, the infamous jazz pianist who had his very independent style, and he does a very good rendition in classical jazz form. Obviously not how it was heard on the show, but it's a wonderful rendition in his style. Here is Love and Bloom by Errol Garner on 101.5 The Hawk. Thank you.
Thank you.
1.5 The Hawk. That was Nightwing by Errol Garner from his last album, Magician. And it is a committed piece of music. It features some of his best compositions on this album, along with some timeless contemporaries from the American Songbook. It continues to innovate his style, as you might have heard back-to-back there with Love and Bloom. And I'm sure he would have only improved it as time went on. And I don't know if you're aware, in 2008 there was that fire in one of the Universal storage facilities, owned by Universal, that is, and a lot of musicians' music, and I think some movies were lost, and unfortunately, Errol Garner was among many, many artists who lost nearly all of his stuff. At least that they had at Universal. But it's nice that we still have some recordings, and with the internet now, they get to be shared everywhere. And of course, here on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. So before that, we had Love and Bloom, also by Errol Garner, which was the theme for Jack Benny's, the theme for his life, I suppose, his work as a comedian. I decided that that's one spin, one interpretation of the artist's theme. What if we go to a different comedian with a different song and a different artist? An artist who may be a comedian in himself. Song, Holiday for Strings, originally composed and played by David Rose and his orchestra for the Red Skelton Show. It was his title theme for many, many years. And even if you buy the box sets, that's the song you'll hear on the main menu. That's Holiday for Strings. And in this rendition, we have Spike Jones and his City Slickers. They were a band in the 50s and 60s who just had all sorts of fun playing music in a wonderful big band, jazz, country, grassroots. It was everything put together, and you'll get to hear that now with their rendition of Holiday for Strings, which is more faithful to the name, really, because there's David Rose's version had so many strings in the song, but this one is more faithful, and it is a holiday for the strings. That's Spike Jones and his band here on 101.5 The Hawk.
Thank you.
5 The Hawk, Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Speaking of variety, that song had everything, didn't it? Spike Jonze and his City Slickers with Holiday for Strings, the anthem of Red Skelton and his program for many, many years. And in a drastic change of pace, I will now take you to what may very be the most dramatic blues song I have ever heard. This is a tune originally composed by Elmo James and was recorded in 1960 and released that same year. It was the last to chart. It reached number 15 on the Billboard. It was the last to chart before Elmore James passed away in 1963. And this is The Sky Is Crying in a rendition by Gary B.B. Coleman on 101.5 The Hawk.
I've been looking for my baby. crazy bee.
101.5 The Hawk. That was Gary B.B. Coleman with The Sky Is Crying on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Here we have one of our signature segments of the Variety Hour, comedy. Of course, this week's comedian, Arthur Simeon, a Canadian who's originally from Africa. And as his time as a comedian, he has become a staple of the Canadian circuit and the Montreal Just for Laughs Festival. I've had the pleasure to see him in person more than once, and each time has been just as great as the last. He's only gotten better with time. So here he is, Arthur Simeon, on 101.5 The Hawk.
Yes, I was. It's happening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I like to tell people that I was born and raised in Kampala, Uganda. Every show I do, I introduce myself, and a fellow entertainer came up to me recently, and they were like, why do you always have to tell the audience you're African? Why do you always have to tell? It's kind of an unfair advantage. And then I thought about it. I'm like, that makes sense, because everyone in this room knows what a big advantage being African is in this world. Oh, such a big advantage. Everyday Africans wake up and they're like, holy crap, look at all these advantages. This is ridiculous. What are we going to do with all these advantages? We should give some of this back. This is overwhelming. Call Canada, find out if they need advantages, because this is ridiculous. I just laugh at that, but it upsets me that it's 2011 and we still don't get the benefit of civilization. Like, Africans don't get the benefit. It's 2011, like, seriously, and it seeps into your pop culture, and you guys don't even think about it. You guys don't even think about it, but someone who grew up on the continent, it bothers me to know, and I'll give you the perfect example. This lovely girl calls me up, and she's like, hey, it's a Sunday afternoon. Why don't I come over to your place? I'll bring some movies and some hot chocolate, and we'll have a good time. I was like, yeah, let's do it. But keep the hot chocolate. There's enough already right here. Ladies, right? She shows up with a movie called He's Just Not That Into You. All of you women have watched this movie. Some of you men have been forced to watch this movie. For those of you who have survived, I'll try and explain. This is a movie that came out a couple of years ago that talks to women. It tells them, listen, if a man treats you like crap in your relationship, or a man doesn't call you back after first date, he's just not that into you. I thought that was obvious. But apparently you women need a book and a movie to figure this stuff out. My God. I'm not judging. I'm not judging. I'm just saying. This movie starts off with one very important moment in every girl's life. She's gone out on a first date. She's gone back home. She's waited. The call hasn't come. Now her self-esteem is all messed up. She has to call all her friends together to build it back up. And girls will do this for each other. They'll sit around and be like, you're beautiful. You're amazing. Oh my goodness, I wish I had your dates. And this movie is trying to capture it in different parts of the world, right? So it's with some American women sitting around a table, and the one girl is like, I don't know why he didn't call me back. And her friends were like, you know why he didn't call you back? He didn't call you back because of all the confidence you showed on your first date. He was intimidated by that. I was like, lies. But so very deep, so very thoughtful. Then they showed some French women sitting around the table, and the one girl's like, I don't know why he didn't call me back. Friends are like, you know why he didn't call you back? He didn't call you back because of all the emotional maturity you show when you're hanging out with him. Men are so immature. I was like, no, it's because she's ugly, but okay. Showed some Asian women sitting around, the one girl is like, I don't know why he didn't call me back. Friends are like, you know why he didn't call you back? He didn't call you back because of all the success you've had in your professional life. Men are intimidated by that. I was like, no, ugly again, but okay. So very thoughtful, so very deep. Then they showed some African women, butt naked, sitting on the ground. And the one girl is holding her cell phone going, I don't know why he didn't call me back. And her friends were like, maybe he was eaten by a lion. Where did the lion come from? Everywhere else in the world, there's emotional attachment, success, and all. With Africans, some jungle cat snuck up on him before he could dial your number. How messed up do you think our priorities are? These women had cell phones, yet they were butt naked. Like, didn't you get a t-shirt before getting a texting plan? What in the world do you think we're doing? That's when I realized, people, for us getting home is just victory against the lions. That's all it is. It's not honey, I'm home. It's honey, I wasn't eaten today on behalf of an entire continent. But I do love, I live in Canada, and I love it. I love living this country. I mentioned having the ladies coming over to the house because I love Canadian girls because they think I'm exotic. Especially when they're drunk, because it's always like, oh my goodness, you have an accent. Where are you from? You have an accent. And I'm always like, drink up. But ladies, I want to talk to you for a minute. You meet someone from a different part of the world and you have questions. You want to learn about a different culture. Go ahead, ask questions. I encourage it. But pick and choose a time and I will explain. I was dating this wonderful Canadian girl and one night I was making sweet love to her. Or what I thought was sweet love, because ladies and gentlemen, I was bringing it. Oh, muscles were bulging. Sweat was coming down my forehead. I was saying things I'd never said before. She was moaning and screaming. I was moaning and screaming. She was moaning and screaming. I was moaning and screaming. I looked into her eyes. She looked into my eyes and she went, do they have Christmas trees in Africa? I have no idea what pissed me off more. The fact they said ask us while we're having sex, or the fact that I took time out to answer the question. Right? Yes, we do. You guys have been wonderful. Good night.
There's always a joker in the pack. There's always a lonely clown. The poor laughing fool falls on his back, and everyone laughs when he's down. There's always a funny man in the game, but he's only funny by mistake. But everyone laughs at him just the same. They don't see his lonely heart break. They don't care as long as there is a jester. Just a fool, as foolish as he can be. There's always a joker, that's the rule. But fate deals a hand that I see. The joker is me. They don't care as long as there is a jester, just a fool, as foolish as he can be. There's always a joker, that's a rule, but fate deals a hand and I see the joker is me. The joker is me. The joker is me.
The Hawk. That was Sammy Davis Jr. with The Joker here on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. And that just about closes out the show for us today. It has been a pleasure once again to communicate with you through the airwaves of the GTA and Hamilton area and play some great music and interviews and much more. And stick around for next week when there's even more. Make sure to check us out on social media, Johnny.Athens on Instagram and Johnny Athens Entertainment on Facebook, and stay in tune for my new podcast that will be releasing soon. We've interviewed many great Canadians and even more to come. As for the rest of this hour, we'll let Leon Redbone close us out with bluegrass rendition, jazzy styles, of Ain't Misbehavin', that famous Thelonious Monk composition, here on 101.5 The Hawk.
Wanna talk with all by myself. I want to walk with, but I'm happy on a shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, just you I'm dreaming of. Misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, why do I care? Your kisses I was waiting for, believe. I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home, my body, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you.